What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
We got a wonderful interview for you today. You want to start off by telling us who you are and who you're representing?
Yeah, so my name is Renee, and I work for the American Lung Association, Oklahoma.
If you're watching the video, it's behind her.
Take that one.
And how did you get started working here?
So my history with the American Lung Association is actually kind of unique. I started here as a practicum student in my undergraduate degree in 2016. And then I returned in just this spring as an intern student again. And I did so well, they kept me, which was very nice and I loved it. But yeah, so I've been here on and off for a few years. And I've also volunteered at several of the ALA's events, too.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So yeah.
What is the American Lung Association? What is the mission and goals?
Yes. So our mission, as you can see behind me, is to save lives by improving lung health and preventing lung disease. And our vision is a world free of lung disease. So that's all from, so it's anything affecting your lungs. So it's not just smoking, it's COPD, lung cancer. Lung cancer is actually the number one cancer killer of all cancers, even more than like breast, anything combined. It's actually the highest of men and women. And the rates in women right now are skyrocketing, and scientists aren't sure why.
Wow.
So our research is really important.
I'll agree.
Understood. So how do you all go about fulfilling that mission goal?
So here in Oklahoma, we've got several different programs. The one that I'm most involved in is called Freedom from Smoking. It is actually it's considered the gold standard in smoking cessation throughout the nation. My grant in particular is funded to help public housing residents quit smoking. They can actually access our program for free, which is really wonderful because it's actually just a recent HUD rule. It actually went into effect July 31st that all public housing residences have to be smoke-free. So smoke-free within 25 feet of the building, which is really, really exciting. It's really wonderful because that's a population that is it has a very high rate of smokers. So preventing where they can smoke definitely lowers the rates, and then offering them this smoking cessation program for free, it's really doing great work. So that's what I personally do. We also do open airways for schools, where we go into elementary schools, third through fifth grade, and we teach students with asthma how to better manage it, so they're not just so scared. They're able to play sports like the other kids and that type of thing. And it's even for the students that don't have asthma, it helps them recognize when their friends are dealing with it. So teaches them, again, not to be afraid of it. It teaches them how to manage it.
It's pretty awesome.
I
have a lot of athletes that actually have asthma, and they're terrified to push it because of their asthma. So the fact that you guys come in and help them out, understand everything that's going on, it's amazing.
What do you tell them to help them?
So I am not in charge of that program, but I am certified in it. Basically, it works off of a red light, yellow light, and red, green, and yellow light system. And basically, it's when you're green, you're good. Your asthma is not on your mind. You're just existing in the day to day. Yellow is you're noticing it, and you need to put your predetermined asthma plan into action. And then red is you need to actually get help. You need to go get mom. You need to get dad. You can call 911 if you have to, but it basically just teaches them the signs and make sure that they know exactly what to do in case of an asthma attack.
It seems like a good skill.
Absolutely.
Yes, it really is, because a lot of them are scared. And we've even had students that called it a curse at the beginning of the program. At the end, we're completely fine with it. So, and they just accepted it as part of who they are. So.
You said something earlier where you said people, whenever they can't smoke, they have to smoke 25 feet from the building. It lowers the rates. So I'm a little older than you are. Whenever I first went to University of Central Oklahoma, you could smoke like right there by the door. So like, I just thought it was a normal thing. It was like, you just go through the smokers and everything. And then one of my last semesters there, it was like 2011, 2012. And they like did this rule, like you can't do it on campus at all.
Yes.
And like people were losing their minds.
Oh yes, I have heard. That is a big part. Because I was a public health major at UCO, and yeah, they were a huge part of that, and it was so normal for you to have to walk through a cloud of smoke and just to get into the buildings. And of course,
that's not okay.
Yeah, it's really not. Nothing but clean air in your lungs is healthy. So
So for the first like semester afterwards, like people were just like gathering up on corners.
Yeah.
But now, like going back, it's like part like there's like one or two people.
Yeah, I've almost never seen it.
Which so is
it's insane.
Crazy.
Yeah. And people actually are very good about just crossing the street to go smoke. So if you're gonna smoke, it's nice for them to be respectful about it. So
absolutely. Agree. So I have a question. Do you have any like positive news stories that you guys can share? Or you guys, well,
yeah,
you could
absolutely
share with us that ALA has been a part of?
Yeah, so we do a ton of stuff. I know just me personally, the main reason why I even had an interest in getting started with this is because my grandpa actually had lung cancer for a very long time. Both he and his wife smoked. Actually, through the use of the ALA and their Freedom from Smoking program, he has been smoke-free for 10 years. And his lung cancer is under control, which is really, really wonderful.
Understatement. That's great.
Yeah. It's like I just associate the smell of cigars with my grandpa. Because he did it so much when I was a kid. So that's really what made me want to work here. So that's a really positive
thing.
Yeah,
super positive. Absolutely.
Yeah,
because
I still have my grandpa.
For sure.
And I know one connection that I've made in my public housing grant is I have a woman named Cheryl. She lives in Boley, Oklahoma, which is a very, very small town. I don't know if you guys could.
I've heard of it for sure.
Yeah, it is.
I have not heard of that.
Tiny. Like, I think they only have like 8 units in Boley, but very small. Her name is Cheryl. She's really, really sweet, but she had been smoking, I think, over 30 years. And she is actually, I think, on week 6 of being smoke free now. Longest she's ever gone, because I think that she said it typically takes 10 to 12 tries for a smoker to quit smoking, and she I think she said she's literally in the hundreds of times that she's tried to quit, and this is the longest that she stayed quit. So
it's awesome.
We're really proud of her.
Sure.
We're definitely calling her all the time, making sure that she's okay. But
if you're listening, we're proud of you too.
Yes.
Who's
Cheryl, you're my favorite. But yeah, Cheryl's really great. And I'm trying to think, I know that Alexis has she has an Open Airways for Schools facilitator, which is the asthma program that I was talking about. We've trained people in the community to do it in other schools, and I know that she has had a person that actually went through the program when they were like a student actually go in later in their adult life and implement it, and like they've taught it to their children. It's just really cool. It's been around for a while, so
that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Do you have any events coming up?
We do. Our Fight for Air Climb is coming up on March 2nd of 2019. It is going to be in the Lions Tower, which is in Northwest Expressway, if you're in Oklahoma. We're going to climb the Lions Tower twice, and we're climbing the stairs. Some people think we're climbing the outside of the building, but we're no Spider-Man over here.
Yeah, I'd be down for that. I'm not going to lie.
Right? No, I don't know if we get approval, but yeah, so we're going to climb it twice. The Fight for Air Climb raises money for all of the other programs that we have here, so it kind of helps us keep going. It helps people like me help continue to help people quit smoking, and funds Open Airways and that type of thing. So really fun. It helps build stamina, increases cardiovascular fitness, and everything like that. The early bird discount is going on right now. If you look at our American Lung Association Oklahoma's Facebook, you can see that code, which I believe is BIRD2019, all caps.
So, aren't there going to be firefighters there going up the stairs?
Yes, it's so cool. They climb in full gear. They go after everybody else because their gear is so smoky. But yeah, total heroes. I have no idea how they do it. It's got to be hot. I couldn't. But yeah.
That's pretty cool. Definitely.
I feel like I can get up these stairs pretty quick, Tim.
I agree, man. I'm not going a lot. Like, so I haven't ran in a little bit because my foot's hurting. But
yeah.
I'm so interested in this that I may have to take this up. Like, I think 2019 is going to be a challenging year for me when it comes to curricular activities, let's say that. And I feel like I'm going to have to put this on the schedule for sure, especially since you came on here.
How many people usually show up for this?
We have had, I believe, over 200 before. We're hoping for double this year, though, because we've had a really great year. We've had a lot of success. So we're hoping for around 400 this next year.
So you said you've had a really great year. Can we hear about your really great year?
Yeah, our actual Fight for Air Climb this year was, I think, over 100% increase. Like, it was huge compared to the year before. We hired a new development manager. Her name is Amy, and she's in charge of this, but she just does such a great job that we actually were able to raise again twice what we were the year before. So we're just excited to keep growing, and there definitely seems to be a lot of interest in this state, and we're so happy to be here.
Awesome. We appreciate you being here.
Yay, thank you.
Is there any way our listeners that aren't in Oklahoma can reach you all, donate, support any of that cool stuff?
Yes, absolutely. And we have offices in most states around the country, but if there's not an ALA in your state or if you're not in that city, you can always go to our website, which is loam.org. It has a, I think it like tracks your location and it'll find your closest office and it'll give you a link to donate if you want. And we always need volunteers for these events. So we do this climb, a lot of people do walks, a lot of people do expos, and we always need, even if you don't feel like you're physically able to climb the stairs yourself, we always need volunteers to hand out water bottles or just be a good cheerleader. So yeah, there's tons of ways to get involved.
Just positivity.
Yay! Oh yeah.
Is there any way we can like reach you all on social media or anything like that?
Yes, our national office has a Facebook presence for those that are not in Oklahoma. It's just American Lung Association. And for those of us in Oklahoma, it's American Lung Association in Oklahoma on Facebook.
Cool. And we'll put that in the description.
Thank you.
And this is Tim's favorite question, so I'll let him ask.
Absolutely.
It.
So, what is your favorite quote?
Oh, okay. My personal favorite?
Yes, absolutely. I love that. Personal favorite, for sure.
I like "We're All Stories in the End" by the Doctor from Doctor Who. Because I kind of feel like that kind of like sums up our existence here. We're not going to be here forever, and I want my story to be as positive as it can. I want it to reach as many people as it can.
Oh, I'm loving it right now.
High school yearbook quote.
Take that one.
Sure. What was your high school yearbook quote, Tim?
Man, I couldn't tell you.
Really?
I really couldn't right now. I graduated 2007, and I don't even remember what our yearbook looks like. I don't think I bought one. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
We didn't have a quote for mine.
Really?
Yeah.
Southside problems.
I'm actually glad we didn't have a quote because mine was gonna be like,
just do it.
It wouldn't have aged well. Something like that.
Well,
we appreciate you coming on.
Oh yeah.
We appreciate what the American Lung Association does here in Oklahoma and throughout the whole United States. That's why we want you all on, because you all do a lot of positive things.
Thank you.
Make sure to support this event and their other events, and until then, we're out.
Stay positive.